Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Every Monday, I'm joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jack. How's it going today?
It is going very well. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager. And every Monday, we bring you a new tip directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more effectively and reach more franchise candidates and consumers on the most influential space on earth. Mike, today we're going to talk a little bit about Facebook and television.
Yeah, I'm excited about this, Jack. It's something that we've maybe been sitting on for a little bit, but it's something that Facebook has really made a big push forward with, and I think people will be equally creeped out and excited today as they learn a little bit about more about what's happening.
So the last time you were up at Facebook, they were doing some work with some television providers and really kind of marrying what consumers are watching and how they're interacting with each other and with brands and so forth on Facebook. Tell us some more about that.
Yeah. So as you know, Jack, obviously we get to have some, I don't know if private's the right word, but some small group settings with Facebook every now and again. And so I was up in actually in Chicago land near you and at Facebook's offices. And we went through some new data that Facebook had gathered around the way people are consuming media when watching popular television shows. So the freaky part, I guess, of today's conversation is, yes, Facebook knows that you love Game of Thrones or The Office or whatever your vice may be on cable or HBO Max or whatever network it may be. Facebook does know that you're watching particular television shows. But the more important part is they know what you're doing during the commercial breaks as well, right? And that's really what today is going to be about, is talking about what's actually happening when somebody's watching, you know, This Is Us or, you know, whatever the popular TV show they care about, The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever it may be. What's actually happening during those commercial breaks, and how can you as a brand take advantage of the data that Facebook has around that and use it to get your message out? So that's kind of what we're going to dive into today.
What kind of things did Facebook find that users are doing while they're watching these shows?
Yeah, so it was really interesting to me because, you know, when I think of television commercials, you know, normally I think in terms of like markets, right? So like there are markets where TV can be affordable. There are markets where TV is incredibly expensive. You know, they've gotten better about tracking data and giving you some information and things like that. But you know, it's obviously never to the level of, you know, Sarah at this house, you know, watched these five shows today, right? Like, it's never probably going to get there. It might, but hopefully with some of the new privacy laws, it'll never get there. One of the things that's happening now is because Facebook has a good idea, and has been working with some network providers to understand what's happening. They know when these really popular shows are happening, whether that be, you know, the big football game that you can't use the proper name of in advertising, just in case
right?
We boost this post. Whether it's that or whether it's just, you know, the run of the mill television show that you know, comes on weekly and is the popular thing this season, right? Facebook knows when those are running, and they know the kinds of users in general that are watching those television shows because they're tweeting about it and Facebook posting about it and, you know, taking pictures of them watching it on Instagram, and they're in these groups and they're having conversations with their friends in Messenger about it. So Facebook knows, like, you know, Sarah watches this show, right? And so what they've started doing is they've started saying, like, okay, well, we know this show runs from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. And they're actually starting to time, okay, the commercial break happened at this time. So here's some of the stats just to kind of run through a few of these so that people are aware of how freaky this gets. So Facebook now knows that there's between a 50 and 100% increase in Facebook activity by users watching a particular TV show during commercial breaks. So they know that there's a significant spike in the number of people that as soon as commercials hits, pick up their phone, right? They found that 94% of people that regularly watch a particular TV show, 94% of them have their phone within arm's reach of them, and most of them will pick that up during a commercial break. Today, only about 36% of consumers actually watch commercials, whether that be through a streaming service or through network television, cable, things like that. 56% of users will pick up their phone every single commercial break in a show. And all of that has essentially led to kind of their culminating point in this was in today's market, you have to run three times as many television ads as you did 10 years ago to hit 80% of the audience that you were hitting 10 years ago. So when you think about the cost of television advertising compared to the cost of a Facebook ad, the difference there is significant, right? When you're talking about having to spend three times as much or get three times as many placements on TV as you had to 10 years ago, along with the rising cost of TV advertising and things like that, it really throws a wrench in the idea that TV advertising is nearly as effective as it was, you know, just a short 10 years ago. And so,
and the TV ad guys are not going to tell you that.
They're never going to say that, right?
But 90% of the people are not paying attention to the commercials, even if they happen to still see them. They have their head buried in their phone.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, legitimately, because obviously, you know, Apple can track that, Google can track that, but Facebook knows, hey, 56% of these people are doing this particular activity on their phone, right? During these commercial breaks. And Facebook can also say like, hey, we know these users watch this show and there's a very strong correlation in the spike of usage of a Facebook product, Messenger, Instagram, Facebook, during these commercial breaks. And then it drops heavily as soon as the show comes back on. And then the next commercial break, it spikes again. They know exactly what's happening. And so as I was processing this data, you know, Facebook uses that as a sales point to say, hey, buy more Facebook ads instead of buying TV. When I hear that, I hear, hey, there's a huge opportunity here for brands that can identify TV shows that they know their users are watching and be able to deliver a significant amount of ads in a very short time period during that television commercial. And so here's how that essentially works out, Jack, is a lot of people don't realize this, but you can actually, when you set up a Facebook ad with a lifetime budget, you can actually schedule down to the hour what time that those ads run, right? So you can say like, I only want these ads to run on Mondays between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. So if you say, hey, I know that a significant amount of my audience probably cares about, let's say you're a some kind of sports franchise, right? Let's say you're a soccer franchise, for instance, right? You do soccer lessons for kids. You can go in and say like, hey, I know the schedule for, you know, the U.S. men's national team or the U.S. women's national team. I know when they're going to play. I know how long that show is going to be on. And I know that there's going to be a significant spike in the commercial breaks of that show. So during every time the men or women's soccer team plays, I want to run ads just for the length of that television program. And I want to target people that care about soccer and have kids. You will pretty much guarantee you're going to get in front of the right kind of people. And during those commercial breaks, it is almost because you're running your budget in such a short time frame, and there's only a little tiny window that Facebook can deliver your ads, and they're going to do everything they can to deliver them. You can almost guarantee your ads are going to show to those people during those commercial breaks of those particular TV shows that you know they're already watching. And so,
yeah, and you're going to reach those people for pennies on the dollar.
Exactly.
Compared to what you would be spending if you were buying ads on NBC or whatever cable network. That's such a great strategy, Mike.
Yeah. So I actually used to do a similar thing with this, and I'm probably giving away too much, but I used to do a similar thing like this around schools, right? We had have some franchises that love targeting moms, right? Like that's who they care about is moms with elementary school students. So we would literally target every elementary school and do a 1 mile radius around that elementary school. And we would only run those ads during the times that people were getting picked up in the,
in the car line. There you go.
And nobody else is bidding for that space. Nobody else cares about that little 1 mile radius around, you know, Podunk Elementary School. But guess what? Every single mom in our community is in that car and driver line almost, right?
And talk about a captive audience. What else is there to do other than get clicks for your phone, right?
1 and 2 cents off of that kind of stuff. I mean, the cost per click is practically nothing. And you're owning that market because nobody else is bidding for that little tiny area 5 days a week for, you know, an hour, hour and a half. And so this works very, very similar to that is if you can identify television programs that you know that your target audience is going to watch or would be very, very likely to watch, and you can focus ads around the time that show's going, you can do the exact same thing with your ads that I was doing at the schools, and you can do it around these various TV programs or sporting events or whatever it may be. And there is just simply nothing like the data that you've got to be able to fine tune that kind of stuff. And that's the thing that, you know, everybody talks about, oh, you know, these iOS updates, all this different stuff, that's all fine and dandy. And there obviously is some changes and challenges that are coming with that. But at the end of the day, Facebook has this data and you can use some logic and common sense to figure out where your people are and what they're going to be doing at specific times of the day. And you can fine tune your ads to speak to very, very, very minute specific situations and get a significant number of your target audience people for very, 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 very little cost. And so, so I thought that was so cool. And I love the data that Facebook provided and the fact that they kind of laid this out there as a, you know, hey, here's why Facebook makes more sense than TV. But to me, the next step of that is forget just that Facebook's better than TV. That gives us a brand new place where we can start saying, okay, I know you're going to be watching this show. I can fine tune an ad to speak specifically to you. And I know I'm going to get in front of you because of how narrow my focus is with my Facebook ads. So
that is perfect, Mike. Thanks so much for sharing that strategy. I think that's something that I hope a lot of the brands we're working with will take you up on and maybe get some ads rolling during some of those shows this spring and summer. And if anyone would like to get a little bit more information on what Mike was talking about here today, we'd love to have a conversation. Hit us up at socialjoey.com. Before we go, a quick word about Franchise Expo Nashville. The Big Franchise Show is coming to Nashville May 6th and 7th at Music City Center. Mike and I will be there along with our Social Joey crew, chatting with franchisors and industry pros, thousands of entrepreneurs and future business owners from across the United States will attend Franchise Expo Nashville looking for franchise opportunities. Nashville has ranked within the top 10 large metros for job growth and population growth for the past 6 years, and it's the nation's fourth best city for starting a business. There's still room for franchisors to exhibit and meet the most qualified prospects from Nashville and the surrounding areas. More than half of the nation's population resides within 650 miles of Nashville. Check it out now at franchiseexponashville.com. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.